This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, a place where we can all remain calm together, steadfast, stand with Trump. We're not asking for anything goofy. This isn't any crazy thing. If you've got some neighbor, coworker, friend that's like giving you guff, just give it up. I mean, my God, what's the big deal? Well, you don't want every legal vote to count? Oh, yeah, of course I do. Okay, then. That's all we're doing. We're making sure every legal vote counts. That isn't crazy. That isn't outlandish. That should be America. That should be America. And we have all kinds of suspicions remaining. Thousands of people that have come forward and said, here's what I saw. None of that is going to happen easy. If you want the president to prevail here and get the 270 electoral votes to win this thing, he needs either Arizona or Nevada. Check my math, Kev, or Todd. I was told there'd be no math. Pond or pool. I think actually the pond is better for Kevin.
Pond would be good for
me. Yeah. Maybe have the pool. Anyway,
small lake.
Maybe. Yeah, right. Check my math on this, but I believe, Arizona, which please, we have to again play Arizona today. Let's do everything in our power, including bumper music that says Arizona. Biden leads there by 47,052 votes right now, but that's not much when you consider how many votes are being counted and how they're counting. I understand military ballots are still coming. Whatever.
Amazingly, over 30,000 are dead people.
Yeah, there's that. So again, all we want is every legal vote to be counted properly in these states. And if the president gets Arizona or Nevada and then runs the table on the others that are outstanding, that's the Pennsylvania, that's the North Carolina, that's the Georgia, he's president of the United States. So this can happen. Now, of course, at one point he had hundreds of thousands of votes ahead of, on top of Joe Biden in Pennsylvania, and that's now plus 6,000 votes for Biden. Isn't that special? That's so special. Nevada, 11,000. It's Nevada, folks. You don't think that they can? I mean, it's Nevada. It's today's Chicago. I mean, it's Nevada.
Welcome to Vegas. Have a nice day.
You would think with all the casinos, the counting would be much better there.
Yeah. Faster.
Exactly right. Now, the lady on Fox there has a scenario where Trump gets to 271 without Arizona. What did she pick? I didn't see. Maybe Nevada was there. But I think by my count, by my pea brain, I think what I'm saying is accurate, that he has to get Arizona or Nevada and then run the table on the others. And he's got 270. All right, folks, let's do our part. And I also want to ask you what you want Republicans to do. We've got a governor who's been a strong Trump supporter, very strong, and has made the point many times on this program how essential the re-election of Donald Trump is to North Dakota's future. You got Senator Hoeven, Senator Kramer, who sat across the Oval Office desk, the Resolute desk, from Donald Trump on numerous occasions. They're close.
Kelly Armstrong has enjoyed a good relationship. And Kelly's a fighter, scrapper. I don't know about you, but I want every one of them, every one of them. And I'm sure the governor would say, but we got our challenges with COVID here, and states or counties rather increasing their threat levels, and our highest day ever yesterday in the numbers. I get it. Kristi Noem had a lot of those issues as well, and she continued to fight like crazy these last number of months. Now, is North Dakota in question? Of course not. Is North Dakota, you know, in some measure of position to help? Only in the sense that I think the more Republicans that stand together, I mean, the next press conference in Georgia, I'd love to see Senator John Hoeven behind Eric Trump Jr. You know, so they get the sense that senators are there. I have this sense, and certainly not of our guys, because our guys are clearly in the right camp. But I have the sense of some of the swamp dweller Republicans that it's sort of like, okay, yeah, good. Oh, that drama's over. Let's, it's going to be, they just moved on. Got to stand with Trump. Got to stand with Trump. The people are doing that. Jared Hendricks sent me a note last night, planning an event. Leon Francis is part of that. North Dakota State Capitol, tomorrow, 12 noon, stand with Trump event. That's the kind of stuff that's fantastic. I'm going to hop in a car and head on out there and stand there on a beautiful Saturday and remind myself of how much I love the great state of North Dakota, how much I'm blessed to live here, to have raised a family here, build a business here. Can't take any of it for granted. So let's do that, okay? Noon tomorrow, North Dakota State Capitol. And let's do it. I think more should stand with Trump. You tell me if I'm wrong. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome here. We're going to chat with Senator Kevin Cramer, talk radio town hall next hour, so get your questions in for him if you like. John Hinderacher will be here from the Center of the American Experiment, great think tank in Minnesota, talking about, okay, whatever administration in these crazy times ends up being in charge, the importance of policy is really at the state level. Something we should think about a little more. I don't enough, so I agree. And Carol Juven, I asked to come by and talk about lutefisk and trips to Norway, because I got to have a little bit of normal today. I'm going to circle a date on the calendar when I can go back to Norway and have some lutefisk this weekend at Sons of Norway. Lutefisk and meatballs, because I'm heavy on the meatballs versus the...
yeah, I can not blame you there.
All right, let's get to some calls at 800-228-0550 or text 367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for Todd. Jimmy in Aberdeen, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm very concerned. I have not heard a word out of any of our senators, congressmen here in South Dakota. I know Kevin Cramer, I'd like you to ask him this question. Where is the support vocally? Why are they passively sitting on their hands and not bringing up all this illegality, as best I can say, that's going on in all these states? Why is their voice not being put out there? And if you could ask Senator Cramer, because I don't have access to John Thune, Mike Round, and Dusty Johnson other than via email and text messages. So you can ask him that and help me understand where they're at.
Now, Kristi Noem has been out front, no?
Yes, she has spoken.
Okay, but you're talking about the two senators and your congressman, Dusty Johnson, all of whom, and all senators everywhere.
All Republican congressmen and senators nationwide.
I know. We shouldn't have to say, hey, come on, let's go, right? We shouldn't have to. I will ask Senator Cramer that question, and I would encourage you to talk with your senators. John Thune's, I like John Thune a lot, I really do. He's a rock-solid guy and is great about coming on, and we had Dusty Johnson on a few times and Mike Rounds a time or two. So we'll make an effort to talk to all of them. Anybody you want us to, let us know. Richard in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Richard.
Scott, I say it's over, and we let it happen, and I'll tell you why. Trump was an anomaly. He wasn't expected to win in 16. And whoever's pulling the strings on the Washington machine, they can't afford to let them win again. Here's how we let it happen. For years, all I've heard is all this overwhelming evidence, all the stuff we have on Hillary, Comey, the past administration, all this corruption, and we did nothing. The Democrats can have an impeachment, can have a hearing on the turn of a dime, but Trump's gang hasn't done a thing. His failure in appointing aggressive people to go after these things, Bill Barr, what a joke. Leaving Christopher Wray in charge of the FBI? Really? How stupid was that? We did it to ourselves, Scott. Plain and simple.
I think that's fair, but it doesn't mean you don't stop right now and trying to get what's right and expose it all. Maybe that's why Trump's here, to expose it all. Going to go to Montana. Steve Daines, big win there. Interesting how the Republicans have gained in the House and picked up some big wins, but the vote totals for Trump aren't there. Beck in Montana, Jason, Mike on the road, all coming up.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest. Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spiced moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Meatloaf sandwich for lunch yesterday at PetraServe USA.
And?
Did I not? Well, it actually wasn't the special of the day. There was, I'm trying to remember, what the special was, but I saw that in the case and thought, oh, that looks so good. The bun was like unbelievable. It was this awesome fresh bun, which you never get at any convenience store except Petroserve USA. You get something that feels like, you know, you could play volleyball with it. And it was so good. The meatloaf was great. A bit of ketchup on it. Oh, my gosh, was that any good. It was really good. They have good food at Petroserve USA. They have home cooking. They have grab-and-go convenience. So we tell you to just head on in there. And while you're going to find great specials like today's pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine in Valley City, two Sloppy Joes and chips in Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Sloppy Joes with mac and cheese, and a taco grinder at the 12th Avenue North location. You're also going to find the 4-for-4 special. That's a great weekend deal. $4, and you got a lunch, a good one, you know, or dinner, or breakfast pizza. And it's the pizza, personal pan pizza, lots of dough, cheese, all the goodies. Two of the best fresh-baked cookies you'll ever have. Their cookies are fantastic. And then 20-ounce drink, Petroserve USA. What do you think I also brought home? I did not have it at lunch.
Cookies?
But I took one of them and I put them in a little bag and I brought them home.
Cookie?
Nope.
What
do I talk about?
Caramel roll?
Yes!
Yeah. There you go.
And the guy at the checkout said, no, we recommend 15 seconds in the microwave. I said, no, trust me, I know. I know. A pat of butter and a little bit of microwave juice. And I'm telling you, you've never had a bitter caramel roll. It's just phenomenal. Valley Dairy staple for many, many years. All right, back to the phones here on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, United States Air Force guy. Really, really love the guy. He used to be a Fox News analyst high up in the Pentagon. He's retired now. But he was asked on TheAmericanReport.com about something called the Hammer. The Hammer. And a CIA whistleblower blew the whistle on this, told us on October 31st this would be used this year. What is it, General McInerney? Tell us.
The Obama administration took this system and they put in an application in this SIGINT program called Scorecard. And Scorecard changes votes at a certain point in the voting stream. And if I can, and by the way, the Obama administration used it in the 2012 election in Florida. So both Obama and Biden are very familiar with this.
Wow. He goes on to read a quote that's a little bit chilling. Not all that novel in the way of when you hear it, you go, well, yeah, good point. But something we should keep in mind while we're going through this, on why we need to stand with Trump and why we need to fight. I'll let him actually read it. Hang on here.
I've got to make a quote here.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's important that we all understand it. It's by Joseph Stalin. I consider it completely unimportant who in the party will vote or how. But what is extraordinarily important is this. Who will count the votes?
You think? That's how bad people do what they do.
None of this surprises me. But, yeah, wow.
Now, I don't know any of that to be true. I really don't. But I do know that a CIA whistleblower has brought this forward, that it's been vetted by a court, that this is General Thomas McInerney, who is impeccable in his credentials, saying, you know, we have something called this in the military, and it can happen, and, you know, this hammer. So, I say, drip, drip, drip. You know, a bombshell a day, people will dismiss it. Da, da, da. Hey, dismiss it, fine. You go ahead and dismiss it. I am not going to dismiss it until I know. But I'm going to ask and ask and ask until I'm comfortable with the answer that it isn't true. We need to. It's how bad we got to fight. Becca, Montana, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys.
Morning to you.
I think that we definitely ought to keep standing with President Trump. We need to pray. We need to believe. And when it comes to the finger pointing, I believe that the state legislators in Pennsylvania could have stopped this. What the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania did and the local court there is unconstitutional. What the governor did is unconstitutional, and the state legislatures are have the Republicans have the majority, and they could have stopped it. And what my the only thing I'm afraid of now is that the morale of the Republican Party is going to go down the drain, because if Trump is actually not going to get this again, our morale will be going, it's going to go so low that I don't know if we can recover from this because of the lack of leadership. The only leader in the Republican Party that we have is Trump. And with him gone, I don't know where this is going to hit.
And remember, his approval rating among Republicans was literally 95%. Unheard of.
I understand. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, no question about this. No, we have work to do. Don't tire. Becca,
yes.
Way to go on Steve Daines. That was a huge one. The United States Senate is the firewall to complete and total madness. And that's, by the way, why the market is going crazy. The market is jumping up because it says, whoa, good. He's not going to have full reign. He's going to have full control. And Steve Daines, big part of that. Eastern Montana made that happen. So thank you very much.
Got it.
That's great. Yep. All right, let's see. Mike's on the road. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is going to sound a little bit tyrannical, but you got to follow me a little bit. COVID's definitely real. Me and my whole family got over it. The Democrats played that as part of their cheat deal on the election. It was mainly a distraction. But at this point in time, this legal battle is going to take a long time to sort through. And I don't want that crooked Biden to spend one day in the White House. So in my understanding, if martial law would be implemented, there can be no transfer of power. With the civil unrest and the riots and COVID being what it is and being the pandemic at what it is, I think we could run this game right down their own throats and beat them at their own game. Just get the Fauci on there and have them, President Trump and Fauci on there, tell them what we need to do on the COVID, and let Fauci preach to the nation that how everything needs to be locked down. And Trump says, well, I think we need to do that. I'll declare martial law on the COVID just for our troops to observe mask wearing and handing out vaccines. And it may be a long road, 3 to 4 or 5 years, but we can get this COVID under control. I think we need to pull a little bit of roll up our sleeves and get a little bit dirty, like them to beat it at their own game. And I'd rather live under a tyrannical Trump than one day of Biden's freedom.
You have a very interesting, thought there. Right? You know, the term martial law is just so un-American. It's just so like, please no. Well, you know, but I also hear what you're saying. We've got to do this legally. It'd be a fun little reverse action on Fauci and Trump. And Biden couldn't say no. Bad idea. You know, that's what he's wanted to do all along. Loving your ideas, folks. Keep them coming.
Got an oil field truck? Needed clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Needed washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You wanted like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin is planning to step down as Russia's president next year amid growing fears for his health. The claim is made by Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev in the paper The Sun. Soloviev also said the Russian leader's girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. There's speculation Putin has contracted Parkinson's disease from medical people watching videos on Putin's recent public appearances. Russian lawmakers are also considering legislation proposed by Vladimir that would grant all future Russian ex-presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. Election officials in several states said Thursday they are worried about their safety of their staffs amid a stream of threats and gathering of angry protesters outside their doors. Joe Gloria, the Register of Voters in Clark County, said, "I can tell you that my wife and my mother are very concerned for me. While the protests have not been violent or very large, local officials were distressed by the crowds and concerned about the relentless accusations." USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? Snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking?
So I was
posting be hell to pay.
The information on what I played you from General McEnany earlier. And I copied and pasted from the report to put it to Facebook so I could put it up on our sites and you could see it. And Facebook, before I even, I go to push send and it says, before you share this content, you might want to know there's additional reporting from lead stories. Pages and websites that repeatedly publish or share false news will see their overall distribution reduced and be restricted in other ways. Oh, see what they're saying there? We're warning you. We're warning you. You put this up, it might go away. All right, we're doing fact-checking on it, folks. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, he is a Republican, and he is speaking right now. Want to put that up, Kev?
Distract us from our work. We will get it right. And we'll defend the integrity of our elections. In some states, there are complaints about monitors not being allowed to watch the count. In Georgia, this process is and will remain open and transparent to monitors. If any member of the public raises legitimate concerns, we'll investigate those. We are committed to doing anything and everything to maintaining trust in our elections process for every Georgian, regardless of partisan preference. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, they're doing it right in Georgia, he says.
Too late.
Yeah. What have you seen? Who's this fellow again? Secretary of State, maybe? No.
No, he's like a city council person or so. I don't know. I forget.
He's a little flakier than the other guy.
Yeah.
See what he says here quick.
Skew toward, and let's listen quickly into this again.
Everybody here again this morning as we close in on a final tally. So, the Secretary just announced a particular set of numbers that actually went down from the time we walked from the door to here. So our new total that we are aware of right now is 4,169, and they are in a handful of counties. I'll go over those now. In Cherokee County, there are 150 ballots that they did not upload, so I had to rescan. They're uploading those today.
Oh, they didn't, huh?
There's 75 now in Cobb.
Had to change them first.
There's 444 in Floyd. There's approximately 3,500 in Gwinnett as we went through the reconciliation process of what they had already reported versus what they had left to newly scan.
And this guy's the Georgia voting system implementation manager. Is that what it sounds like? Blah,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah, right. Well, if you really want to have some fun, we could listen in on ABC with Heidi Heitkamp and George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, I'm gonna. I enjoyed my breakfast. I'd like to.
Come on.
Leave it where it is.
We need a little bit of normal. Back to the calls and back to sorting all this out in a second. But first, the word from the one, the only, Carol Juven, Juven Tours and Travel. And Carol has been to Norway around 8,000 times. I think that's the number. I'm joking, but he's been there a lot. And he is the man you want to plan and help with your trip to Norway. Carol also is going to be making... He's also going to be making lutefisk this weekend at a lutefisk and meatball dinner at the Sons of Norway in downtown Fargo. Now, I would tell everybody, good idea if you stand with Trump and you go to the Capitol at noon tomorrow. Similar good idea to go to Sons of Norway from wherever you are to have the best lutefisk meatball dinner you've ever had. I know because I've done it. The less... ice cream treat at the end, mashed potatoes. I'm telling you, so darn good you can't even believe it. Carol Juven, ladies and gentlemen, how are you, sir?
Absolutely perfect.
You're perfect because you are in lutefisk making mode? Is that why you're perfect or what?
That's why we are in the mood right now. Lutefisk, meatballs, and all the trimmings.
And it's so good. Just so you know. I mean, the people were so happy. I was there a couple Sundays ago. We were there with some friends, and everybody's happy. They're enjoying it. They're loving it. And sadly, because of COVID, you know, less people are going to the Sons of Norway and partaking in this, and so we really want to encourage you to please do that. And you also have you get all the proper protocols in place. You guys were all, everybody wearing masks, very important, and also spreading people out. All over, so you've got that all figured out, and you're even taking reservations so people can come at certain times, right?
That is correct. 10:30 in the morning, and 11:30, and 12:30, everything is served beautifully and professionally, and we are your Norwegian delicacy lutefisk professionals.
You sure are. If you want to call and get one of those reservations over that two-hour period, 701-232-9222. 701-232-9222. When can we go to Norway again? Carol, I really want to go back. I know you've got a number of packages in 2021. When are things going to be good
hope,
for travel?
We hope that they will be open for us to fly over starting by the first of the year.
There's going to be some massive pent-up demand to get to Norway again. Think of all the people that had to postpone trips, right?
Oh, it's unreal. And, of course, you can't explain it. It's just a big load to work on, and we've just got to make sure it all happens. And in the meantime, it's very costly.
What's very costly?
Getting ready for it. You have no income, and you have your expenses of offices and postage and
all the things that go with it. Carol told me one time, I haven't had a deposit in, you know, months and months and months. Well, I mean, you can't buy a trip, so what would you? There's no checks to deposit. It's terribly tough, and I think we are not even recognizing how many people have been devastatingly impacted from COVID financially. We can make that up, though, by all booking a trip in 2021. So,
amen. Welcome
right?
along.
Yeah. So same amount of travels are going to come a little bit later. And, of course, what do you consider your proudest accomplishment when you send people to Norway? What's the best thing about what you do?
The satisfaction that the people have as a result of their trip. Happy people is what makes it worthwhile. And we want to see them just thrilled with the fact that they can go to their native homeland, shall we say, and meet and greet the family and so on. Not in all cases, but in some. And if not that, we can go to the farms where they came from or immigrated from and let them enjoy the old buildings and so on. And oftentimes the house is still there and the bed they were born in.
You forgot the F word.
Still there.
the fjords. Oh.
Oh, the fjords are gorgeous.
If you've never, you just can't even believe it. I mean, it's basically a mountain lake, right? So it's, but it is, it's huge. It, we have a family photo of us on a little paddle boat out, and the water is just dead still, and the mountains on each side are reflecting off of the water, and, you know, the beautiful sky, and that photo of all that together, I just makes me want to cry when I see it. I mean, it's just absolutely, it's absolutely beautiful. And I, Norway survives on tourism. That's a big part of their world and the people there. So that's another reason I want to go. I want to help the people of Norway build back from this too, right?
Amen. And they, of course, are locked down right now too, as well as Denmark.
Let me tell you one little Carol Juven story. So my wife has relatives in Norway, and she, you know, had been to Tynset one time as a girl where they're from, and so she had an idea kind of where they were. But we told Carol, here's what we want to do. You know, somebody's here, somebody's there. We want to see these folks. And he said, okay, this would be the best day for it because everybody else will just kind of be roaming around and taking their time. I'll get a, you know, a nice travel van, and I'll get a driver. And, you know, you meet the driver out there at 9 o'clock, take you up, visit your relatives, go to the spots you got to go, bring you to the train, meet up with us at the next stop. Very easy. So don't think, oh, I couldn't do it. It's a hassle, everything else. They handle everything. They handle everything. It's just effortless. And so much beauty. So, you know, just incredible meals. Hotels are fabulous. Everything about it is great. I mean, if you go to Norway. My wife had been there. She wanted to go back, and I resisted. Like, you can't believe it. I'm like, oh, I don't want that long plane ride. I was a grump about it altogether, and now I am an evangelist for the beauty and the wonder of Norway. And, of course, going there on a trip planned by our friend Carol Juven. Well, thanks for the reminder. And, folks, plan 2021. Find a date. Get ahead a little bit. Give Carol and the team a call there. They'll take care of you. It's 701-237-9000. 701-237-9000. Nice, easy number to remember. And I know you have an 800 number for folks, too. What is that again?
Yes, and remember the Lutefisk Sunday and on the 8th and on the 22nd of November and on the 6th and the 20th of December. So we have four big dinners, beautiful, for you to enjoy at the Sons of Norway, Fargo Sons of Norway.
Yeah, good point. You can call for a reservation. They're doing that just to stagger everybody as well. They've got a great setup there. Very, very, very COVID-proof at Sons of Norway. 701-232-9222. 701-232-9222. By 22. And your 800 number is what, Carol?
1-800-343-0093.
Very good. All right, sir. Nice talking to you. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Carol Juven. He will be he'll be doing it up this weekend, making the Lefse, preparing the best. Jesse in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to touch on the previous caller who talked about the martial law thing, and I sort of agree with him a little bit there. And you made a comment that martial law didn't sound American to you, but what doesn't sound American to me is that this country was literally just proven to be a banana republic. I think if this would have happened in 1776 or any, you know, the 100 years after that, there wouldn't be a single empty branch in Washington on the trees. It would be completely full of all the traitors. I understand that, you know, it's politics and stuff like that, but there's so much proof out there of fraud and of just complete ridiculousness.
It's a fair point. It really is, Jesse. And even to, you know, give me a little rushback pitch with the fact that martial law is not American. I hate the idea of it, but I don't hate the idea of it enough of it. Enough, rather, not to say if we need to use it, we need to use it, and that good men must stand up against evil or it prevails. So maybe that's what it takes. Thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I got yesterday.
Beautiful. I mean, yeah, I saw that. Like, oh, I gotta go look at that. Yeah,
Kevin comes in the studio. He's like, "What is this Christmas?
Come on, now, troublemaker, man."
Yeah, it got me in trouble with Todd though, because I posted a photo on Facebook and
yeah, what?
And some listeners said he was reporting me to every authority.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
You shouldn't post a gun but an election.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Sorry, but whatever.
I honestly don't even remember what I said. I think it was something like, you know, steal an election, I'll buy a gun. You know, I mean,
right. Yeah,
I'm not whatever. Saying I'm going to shoot someone. By the way, Facebook has taken it down. Just so you know.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
They wouldn't let us put up the hammer fact check, and now they're not, you know, so it won't be long. We're going to have our own Facebook.
Parler.
Our own Twitter.
It's Parler.
I know it exists already, yeah. But I think we got to do it better.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fractured things out there. And I think our listeners have a good idea. They're throwing money at us for this idea, saying, hey, I'm in, let's do it. So we're working on that. But I'm tired of all that stuff. I tell you, it's just kind of crazy. And, you know, even the person that called about me saying, you know, martial law was un-American and da-da-da, you know, everybody's going to parse everybody's words right now. I'm just hoping that we can kind of be adults about all this. Just be adults about it. I mean, come on. These are conversations, and recognize when somebody's joking. And the idea that someone would see me with a beautiful Badlands AR-10 rifle, and these folks at Rome Rifles, they make them in North Dakota. These things are made in Grand Forks. And it is so light, Kevin couldn't even believe it. It's the lightest AR-10 there is.
I didn't know anything about Rome Rifles, but it was nice to meet Bill and learn about their company. And
yeah,
it's really a quality,
great-looking gun. And beautiful. You know, the idea that somehow me posting that is going to mean, somebody's going to connect, that you're going to use the gun to... No,
come on.
Yeah. But it's silly season, so be careful out there.
Well, those people's heads are going to explode because it's the North Dakota and the Minnesota Deer Rifle Opener this weekend. So there's going to be dead animals and guns all over Facebook and Twitter the next morning.
That's one way to walk off a little stress or, you know, hang out in that deer stand. Be safe, folks. Please be safe, okay? And bring us along.
Will do.
Listen with the ear pods here. The president of the Center of the American Experiment is with us, John Hinderacher, to talk about something that we ought to think about a little bit. As we see the wrestling of, you know, the administration and who might be there and who might not. John, how are you?
Doing well, Scott. Thanks.
Good to catch up with you again. What are you thinking right now?
Well, I'm thinking I wish the election were finally over. I'm thinking I wish there was a rapid way to document voter fraud. You know, one of the problems is you get all these reports of, you know, thousands of ballots supposedly showing up in the middle of the night, all of them marked for Joe Biden in multiple states, things like that. You know, the postal people who were backdating postmarks, you know, so that Biden votes could come in that were cast after the election. You get all these reports, but it's very difficult in the time that's available to try to pull this together and actually prove that a particular state, you know, was swayed by voter fraud.
You're an attorney. Do you smell a rat here? I mean, do you see this and say, come on, there's just too many things that lead me to believe that they're not legally counting, you know, they're not counting legal votes, that there's shenanigans going on. Do you think that right now?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, you know, in Philadelphia, they barred Republican poll watchers from several precincts. They wouldn't let them in. I've seen reports. I haven't verified this, but I've seen reports the last night in Atlanta. The Democrats said they were knocking off vote counting for the night, and the Republican ballot watchers went home, and then the Democrats kept counting. Now, you know, why do people do things like that? They don't do things like that because they're being honest, you know. I mean, I think there are many instances that have come to light of shady dealing here in the election, and the problem is, you know, there's not really much time to try to pin it down and assemble the evidence and prove it in a court.
What we can do is channel our frustrations into standing with Trump and standing for every legal vote to be counted, and also remembering that a good firewall, in addition to if they keep the Senate, would be more and more state legislatures, right?
Well, one of the interesting things about this year's election is, you know, the Democrats thought there was going to be a blue wave up and down the ballot, and it didn't happen. You know, they may succeed in making off with the presidency, but they haven't succeeded, unless we lose both of those runoff elections in Georgia, which is not going to happen. They haven't succeeded in taking the Senate. And there's, you know, votes are still being counted in the House, but the Republicans are going to be up, you know, 10 to 15 seats, I think, when the counting is done in the House of Representatives, which is not the way the Democrats planned it. And then if you look at the state legislatures, they didn't flip any. They thought they were going to flip a number of them, including Minnesota's Senate. They didn't flip any. And I think the net change in terms of state legislators is going to favor Republicans, not Democrats. So regardless of what happens in this marathon presidential race, I think that we conservatives are very, very well positioned going forward.
And maybe job one is state by state getting some semblance of normal and decent, you know, stuff we can trust in the way of counting the ballots state by state, right?
Amen. Amen. And a lot of people have pointed out, and it's right, that Florida, which is the big locus of problems in 2000, is now a model for how you conduct an election and how you tabulate the votes. You know, they had it done on election night. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Republican governor, I might add, did it and did it well. The Center of the American Experiment, worthy of your trust. Great organization. Your financial backing. These folks doing good works for the conservative cause in Minnesota. John Hinderacher, thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.